Welcome back, man. This is the third rendition of Big Mike Takes the Mic. I just want to welcome everybody in, settle home. You know, this is the one and only, this is the best podcast on the island and in the world. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Man, thank y'all for just tuning in and tapping in, man. I just want to say before we even get started, make sure you rate us a 5-star on Google Play, on the Stitcher store, and also the Apple Podcasts. And everywhere you get your podcast, make sure you just tap in and show some love. Make sure you tap in with the YouTube channel as well, you know, B-I-G-M-I-K. But let's get that all settled and out the way. I got two of the meanest, two of the most genuine, and just two of the most down-to-earth dudes on the O-line and just on this team, man. I got my boy Big Kalka and Big Rob back in the cut, man. What's up, man? Introduce yourselves.
What's up, Hawaiians? It's Brother Cokes out here in the flesh. Coming at you from the Kalapu Bulls, the house of the greats. And that's all I have to say.
Yes, sir. Raw, what's good, baby?
Oh, how's it? Good to be back in the cut. You feel me?
Yeah.
Back on the best podcast in the world. You know, we up there with I Am Athlete, The Pivot.
All them no boys, jumper, man. No jumper. All them boys, man.
No cool.
No, no shade. You already know them the homies. Everybody can eat in the podcast space, but you know, it was one of the goals. I actually want to take this podcast to. I want to take it to something that can actually be a brand and something that actually be dope and gonna be something bigger than us. But man, you know, I got Connie O'Hays and La EA's finest in the building, man. You know, I know growing up in Hawaii is a lot different. Like, I'm talking about way mad different than growing up in the mainland. How was it? Like, because I know, like, every part of the island, like, is different, bro. Like, and that's what I love about Hawaii so much. Like, every little city, every little hood is just so, like, so different in the way you grow up. So, like, Kalks, like, how was it growing up in Kaneohe?
Pretty, it's not nuts. It's pretty chill, laid back. I wasn't really just sit up at home. I was always out at the park, always involved in sports and stuff. So, pretty much a park rat. Yeah. Cruising at the park from whenever our game starts, 8 o'clock in the morning, and be there till 2 o'clock in the morning the next day, all our parents drinking, having fun, just chilling, vibing with the boys. That's pretty much it.
I feel you. That's dope, man. I like that sense of community. That's one thing. And these kids nowadays, they don't know what it's like to be outside.
Everybody's stuck on their iPads, iPhones, all stuck up in the social media. Gotta get out and live life, experience that world.
Yeah, man. La EA's finest, man. What's it like growing up in La EA, man? You know,
shoot, La EA is a lot different than most of the island. Like, for the most part, we're damn near our own island with the way we move, the way we speak, the way we do things. Shoot, it's another day in the hood, man. Langwood.
That's
but yeah, because La EA got every single culture in the world.
I believe
so diverse. You born in La EA, you're basically Samoan, Tongan, Maori, all of it. You name it.
Everything in one. I can only imagine. But man, that's actually dope, man. I feel like I really grew up out here, and I feel like I'm actually a part of that, man. It's just growing up on the island, because, you know, I came here, I moved out here when I was 18, so I felt that aloha spirit and just the vibes, bro, just ever since I stepped on the island, man. I'm talking about
pretty
as a
much
young,
a local boy already.
Pretty much, bro. I've been here like 5-6 years, going on 6 years, bro.
Them
so.
Reggae
from O'Connor Road.
Bumpers.
I'm from O'Connor Road. You heard it. You heard it here. I'm stamped, man. But I'm trying to tell you, like, man, like, I don't know, the culture out here is just so different. Like, when I first came out here, like, I couldn't get with the reggae at first, but now, like, I know all the slaps, boy. Shout out my brother Ra right here. When I first got here, he was always put me on. But I just think, like, that's one of the things people just gotta always, they had to come out here with an open mind, because if you don't come out here with an open mind, bro, you're gonna hate it here. When did y'all first fall in love with football, bro? Like, when did you was like, man, I really want to do this football stuff for real, bro?
Not gonna lie, I wanted to play football my whole life, just parents never wanted that for me at a young age. Mm-hmm. I was always in soccer, baseball, basketball, just all that fundamental eye-hand coordination, movement, agility, all that kind of stuff. So I was involved in all those different sports, and then coming to like my 7th, 8th grade year, that's when I finally started playing football. Seriously.
Okay.
I always loved the game, watching on TV, watching all the greats from Hawaii make it. Even just UH in general.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the Colt Brennans, all those guys. That whole era.
I feel you, bro. Like, that football on the island is for sure different, bro. Like,
yeah.
Just even, like, the way people bang their high schools and rep their high school out here. Like, the high school football mean, like, I've never seen it. I've never seen high school football the way Hawaii do it, and especially how they do it in the Ville raw. Like, what does football mean in like EA? And like, when did you start like taking that stuff for real?
Shoot, probably since I was a little kid too, cause the way we was all raised, like growing up, the main goal was Koku football. Like a little saying that they got out there is Red Raiders in training. So that be instilled in our heads ever since we could walk. To be honest. Playing big boys, Leia Park, all the way up to high school. That was always the goal, was bring one back home to Koku.
I can already imagine, bro, because, like, I don't know. Like, when I first came out here and I saw the way they do the haka, bro, and I was like, oh, my goodness, bro. The whole stadium, like, literally, like, if you've seen Aloha Stadium, Aloha hold 50,000, and it was sold out for a high school football game.
They don't even do that for us.
They don't even do that for UH at the time. I'm talking about 50,000.
Well, back in the day, they used to sell that shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Newspaper, toilet paper flying off from the yellow.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Like, yeah, speaking on that, bro, like, Hawaii football, it got, like, this deep history, bro. Like, what does it mean to finally be a part of that family, bro? Like, finally be a part of, like, all the greats you watched growing up? And, like, who are some of y'all role models that you looked up to, like, in Hawaii football?
That's a hard one. Honestly, everybody.
Yeah, honestly. But that shit didn't even really kick in until we probably beat BYU. That's when it probably hit, like, damn. Like, I'm really a part of this. Like, you really represent this school. Because where we all come from, we all take pride in our high schools to the fullest. But it took a little bit to kick in. Especially Big Mike, you know how we started on.
Yeah.
We all came from cool high schools. I just played in 2 state championships, straight state championships.
I never played in nothing.
Freaking.
Yeah, hey, I, it counts. Okay. I don't.
That's okay. That's
I don't
okay.
understand, man. My high school, we won 6 games my senior year. So
I think we won maybe like 4 games, 5 games every season we played.
Yeah.
First round playoffs and we're out.
But hey, parking lot, Chalet undefeated.
Parking
you know.
Parking lot.
Hey, parking lot warrior. Parking
hey, we don't win
champion.
The game, but we win the battle. You know what I mean?
Nah, but for real though, that, like, dude, the last 2 years of my high school, we only lost 2 games. And that was to Bishop Gorman and St. Louis. Or, nah, not St. Louis. We lost to Tua. Nah, I'm just
playing. He lost to Tua, not St.
Nah,
Louis.
I just playing. All I gotta say, if Kessie don't jump, we win the game. But, yeah, that's under the rugger. It's like close the year book up. But, and then our first year, we go 3-8, bro.
No, 3-9.
Oh.
3-9. We had an extra
3-9.
One. Yeah.
She's like, oh, wow. Losing is not fun.
Not fun at all, man.
I'm used to that shit.
Fuck that, bro.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah, that's what we came into. We came into off the rip was
3-9. The greatest, bro. One of the greatest O-line coaches. One of the greatest offensive linemen to come out of Hawaii. All that drama happened and he had to leave. 4 or 5 games in. Good thing we had a great GA being John Estes. But then he had to dip. Then they bring in the other dude. I forget his name. But,
hey, man.
And then we get...
You know exactly who that is, bro. Don't play. Right, you know exactly who that is, bro.
I forgot his name.
Oh, you forgot?
let's not shine light on his name.
Yeah. I feel you.
And then we get... Another dude, and then we get Coach, bro, Malik Terry, bro. Coach Terry, if you're listening to this, bro, you done changed our lives, bro.
Not even my coach, you're my brother for real.
Like,
set the expectation so high for everybody else that's coming into
so
my life,
high.
And it's like nobody can even do the shit that you did for us.
Like, bro, you changed the way we think, feel, how we look at life. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man. Like, Coach Terry, like, for me, man, like, you changed the way I just attack every day, bro. You challenged me not just as a football player but as a man every day. And how you do anything is how you do everything. That was one of his sayings. Yeah. And that spoke volumes to who he was, bro, because he took everything, like, everything you do is just like football. Like, he would be telling us, like, if you don't do an assignment in the classroom, that's like not getting a cutoff block on the backside on the zone. And you let penetration out of running back and tackle in the backfield. Yeah. But that's how he just took everything. But just not even away from the football field, man. He was just such a great human, bro. Like, we can just sit there and talk about anything. And, like, he wasn't even a coach. And, like, he was just really another one of us. Like, he was just one of the boys, bro. Like, I'm talking about every day and sitting there in fall camp. I don't know how many times I didn't want to practice. My body hurt, anything. I'm talking about feeling beat up. Coach Terry, like, hey, man. Let's go. It's time to get cracking. It's time to get active, bro.
Drop your nuts. Call God, baby.
Drop your nuts and call God, because that's the only thing you can do now.
Yeah, Coach Terry was...
Coach Terry, real. Man. Real one, bro. Real spiel in the field.
Never find those kind of guys too much or too often in your life.
Yeah, few and far between. A lot. Very few and far between. Just transitioning from that, bro. Who's one of the most influential people into your life, like, when you, like, just started this football journey, or just even just in your life in general? Like, who was one of those people who really sat you down and just really guided you on the path that we're trying to get to excellence, man?
Not gonna lie, probably my dad.
Pops, I feel that.
He played this game from baby days, Hanabata days, just grinding. This is his sport, just what he loved. And he really influenced it into me. At first, I never really wanted to play. I said I wanted to play football all my life, but I really got forced into this shit and then ended up falling in love with it, falling in love with hitting people, hurting people, the legal way.
Yeah.
You can hurt anybody as much as you like between the lines. Once you get out those lines, it's like civilized. You got to be civilized. Kind of be like you from Kalu. All those uncivilized guys.
Mm-hmm.
But rep the crew, uncivilized.
Rep the crew. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to touch on something you said, bro, because, like, football is, like, that's, like, the only violent sport that's really left. Yeah. Like, basketball is so ticky-tack.
And even though it's changing so much with all these helmet-to-helmets, all that kind of stuff, so it's not as electric as how it was back in the day, it's still the game. You can still do all that nut stuff.
Yeah, especially in the trenches, bro, because, like, I don't know, like, playing O-line is just so fun because, like, when you just grab a grown man and, like, you just control him. You control him in a way, like, he doesn't want to go backwards, but you make him go backwards. That's probably the best feeling in the world. That might seem crazy to a lot of people, but when you have the power to make a man not do it, something, and you make him do it anyway, like, I don't know, that's a great feeling. So, Raw, like, what about you, bro? Who was one of those people who impacted you and helped you get onto this path?
I got a lot of people, but for the most part, especially with just football stuff, probably my pops. Just because he played football, like, probably most of our parents, uncles. And then the thing he really helped me out with the most is probably the... like, the X's and O's of the game.
Mm-hmm.
More so just trying to gain every advantage that you can on your opponent.
Yeah.
Like, even in high school, he wasn't coaching at the... he coaches at the high school now, and he used to back then, but when I was in high school, he wasn't coaching at the time. So something me and some of the boys would do after practice, we would just go up to a classroom, and my pops would just come watch film with us, help us break it down, and really just slow the game down for everybody. Whether it's tendencies, reading keys, all that kind of stuff. So all that mental stuff, I would give props to him the most, if anything. I'm not going to say that to his face, because...
too much pride, you know.
Yeah.
Too much tough love, but...
yeah.
He knows.
I feel that. That's love, bro, because...
yeah. That's all kind of, I feel like every local boy's influence is probably their pops.
Yeah.
If they got them in their life. If not, it's probably one of their uncles, mm-hmm, or their grandparents.
Uncles, but aunties, grandparents.
Everybody sees what their father did,
mm-hmm,
and they want to be better.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Right. And then a lot of the fathers, they just like everybody says, live their dream through their kid, but it's really their kid seeing what their dad did and living their dream.
I feel that. That's really deep for her. Like, yeah. That's really lovely to hear, like, hear y'all talk about that, because, like, for me personally, I didn't really have my pops in my life, bro. And I had to figure it out on my own. And I luckily had a lot of great mentors along the way, but, like, just seeing, like, you had that connection with your pops, bro, like, that's very special, bro. And, like, just cherish that, bro, because not a lot of people get that. Not a lot of people have that connection and that love from their family.
It's precious.
Nah, bro, because, like, family, that's probably one of the biggest things, and special on the island, bro, because it's a lot of multi-generational living, especially out here. Like, you know, you got the grandparents, you got your aunties, you got your uncles. Everyone right down the road and on the mainland, everyone's
all in one house.
Yeah, all in one house, bro, because
everyone's all spread out in the mainland.
Yeah, everyone's all spread out, and just that feeling of love and that feeling of family, bro, like, I think the most special thing I ever seen was just driving to the beach, and you see all the families sitting there with their tents. They got the bounce houses and everything. They're all sitting up at the beach, barbecuing at the beach.
Sucking one down, but
yeah,
enjoying life. Just that's what it is, just vibe.
Like, that's the beautiful part, bro. That's what people just get so caught up with, bro. Just go outside and just be with the people you love, bro.
Yep, live life day by day and just take it as it is.
That's why I really miss 2020, though.
Yeah.
Because you really saw that way more than it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now with all this COVID stuff, everybody's, like, second-guessing themselves. Ah, should I go here? What if this and what if that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, going to, like, these basketball games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, like, even the baseball games, when I used to play baseball, all the families, used to have all the little league teams going to the games. Everybody would stand around the field for the national anthem, Hoi Ponoi.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, that was everybody's dream. Like, I'm going to make it. But this COVID stuff really messed everything up.
Messed everything up for a lot of people, bro. I'm talking about high school cats and I'm talking about college cats, bro. Like it took a lot of people senior years away.
Yeah, I feel bad for them high school boys.
Yeah, bro.
A lot of them never have seasons, never get the exposure they needed.
Yeah.
But luckily for all this, like, pylon and super lineman camps.
Yeah.
Which is, like, when our time was, is like, you never did see nobody go to a super lineman camp and get recruited just off of a 1-on-1 with no pads.
Yeah.
Or a 7-on-7, no pads, and they get offered. It's like, what this guy does with pads, you know what I mean? That's what you really got to look at.
Some guys can look like $1 million.
Not dissing pads. Nobody or putting anybody on the spot. It's like, it's a different world now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we came to, and that's how it got to be, I guess. Mm-hmm. Everybody just got to adjust to the times and make it how they make it.
Like that.
But I feel like that's the toughest part, because I don't know, I was in the 2017 class, and, you know, I think, like, camps really started getting big maybe around, like, 2015, 2016, and yep. I only went to a little couple, like, at least for me, because I wasn't, like, a big-time recruit or nothing. Yep. Even in Arizona, only two I went to was, like, a JUCO college camp, and then, like the NAU camp.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, it wasn't like I was over there, like, oh, a super lineman camp. There's, 30, 40
filled
schools.
Filled it all five stars.
Feel me? Like, nah, nothing like that. Nothing like the Nike, like, what's the opening or some stuff like that? Nah, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Some of that stuff is just so unrealistic, bro. Like,
a lot of these camps, too. Bro. Yeah, a lot of these camps, too. You go to, like UCLA, USC. They already got their eyes on who they want.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, if you're a nobody, really, I mean, in your head, you're thinking, yeah, you got a shot. But that politics side of it is like, yeah, they're not even looking at you.
Yeah.
It's either you beat the guy that they're looking at, or you're dust. You're not just a flip of the page.
Yeah. So, like Dion said on the I Am Athlete, he said he could make anyone a five-star with a phone call.
And all this star stuff is,
that's
like,
crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's all bullshit.
A lot of these five-stars aren't even, like, legit. If they're legit, I could see... You can see it in the film. You don't need to go to no camp. You just watch the film, and you can see who's a baller and who's not, who came from the grit, who got it like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Especially on the island, bro, because there's so much, like, this island got so much talent, bro, and it just gets so overlooked just because they don't check a box. They're not 6'4". They're not. They don't got a 40-inch vert. Like, you feel me? Like, or even if they do got a 40-inch vert, he's just 5'8".
Yeah.
And they're like, ah, I don't know if we can do that. Like, yeah. But, bro, like, I'm trying to tell you, this island is full of ballers, bro. Like, yeah. I'm talking about from every school. I'm talking about all the way from Wailua to, I don't know about Nala Kuli. I don't know if they got some ballers over there. Nah, but
Nala Kuli is, like, the hand-downs from if they don't make the team at YNI.
Oh, okay.
That's what. But once in a while, they get a couple good guys.
No, for surely, bro. Cause
that's it, every school, though.
Yeah, for surely, because, bro, like I said, I went to a school. We won. But my junior year, we won. We didn't win no game.
I came from Castle. I was the big fish in a small pond. Never really get any looks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, or actually, I was supposed to go to St. Louis. Couldn't afford it. But I messed up in intermediate. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get my grades, so I couldn't get some of the money that I could have got mm-hmm. from other people. And then I was debating about going down to Kahuku. But in my head, I was like, ah, it's all the politics stuff. That was mm-hmm. in my head. But my uncle them, Uncle Tommy, mm-hmm. not Tommy boy, Uncle Tommy, senior.
Mm-hmm.
OG.
Meet him at the 50, baby. But he was always talking to me because he used to coach at Castle, and he was talking to me about going down there, living with him in Hola.
Did he really?
Yeah.
For real?
He wanted me to go down there.
Or when did he coach over there?
Oh, when did he coach at Castle?
Yeah, or like back in the day.
Like for a while.
Oh, shit.
What he did at Cuckoo is exactly what he did at Castle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, he was there for a while. He's an OG. He's known all around the island. You hear the Heffernan name, that's all you're thinking about is Tommy Sr. Yeah. Tommy, you can hear Tommy Boy too because he's still writing his story and he did all the things that he did. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the predicament I had. I just chose to stay home and try and put on for my city, do the best I can, especially with this team that was known as not to be as great as other teams. I figured I could stand out and do what I do and hopefully get something. But it's a lot of Hawaii schools look past. Nobody really gets the opportunities that a lot of these mainland schools get. Yeah. Just because what recruiter is going to fly 8 to maybe 12 hours to come and see just one kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my thing.
I for surely feel you on that, because man, that especially like that's just hopping on that flight, because I know my first time get on that flight to Hawaii, man. Oh my goodness, bro, that was a 7 hour flight. Like
when you come here, it's just thinking vacation.
Yeah, but you think vacation, but you get so much more than that. Like it's, I don't know, bro. Like this place, bro, is just so special, bro. And it's always gonna have a special place in my heart, bro. Cause I've grown up out here, bro. I became a man out here. Like I don't know, me and Hawaii ever locked in, bro.
Most expensive place in the world.
Oh yeah, bro. It is expensive,
but the most beautiful.
Unfortunately,
you know.
When you come down here, no matter who you are, where you're from, main thing is respect. Respect everybody you see, no matter if they're a homeless person living on the side of the road, or an old auntie or a young boy. Yeah, maybe they might act rootless to you, whatever, but it's just respect. You give what you get.
But Ross spoke on the food, bro. Calx, what's your favorite little local plate, bro? A little local meal, bro, that Hawaii got to offer?
Honestly, I ain't no picky guy. That's why I look like how I look. I'm not fat.
You act like you like 360. You act like you the 400 pounds or something like that.
I'm not fat, but my taste buds.
Yeah. Oof.
I can smell something. I know exactly how it tastes. Anything Hawaiian food, Filipino, Chinese, what else? Samoan, Tongan. Whatever is in front of me, I'm going to try it. I ain't no picky guy. I'm down to taste whatever.
I feel you, but if you had to like eat one for the rest of your life, what you going with?
Hawaiian food till I die.
Hawaiian food, like
there's so much different things you can make in Hawaiian food. It's mm-hmm. I mean, nah, not so much, but I feel like I wouldn't get sick of it.
I feel you.
You got the clua pig, squid luau, lau laus, haupia, poi, poke, lomi salmon, chicken long rice, you get all that kind of stuff. Like, hey, one day chicken long rice. Mix it up. Mix up your combinations and fire.
I feel you. I'm not gonna lie. Lomi salmon, that's my soft spot all right there.
Wet right now. Salivating a little bit too much.
You might have to go get you a plate.
Gotta hit the house this guy. Frack.
Be raw, brother. What's your favorite cuisine that the island got to offer?
Oh, that's really hard.
forgot about the Panadillas, you know. No, this shit. I forgot my Spanish people, the Portuguese.
Yo.
The porgy bean soups, the Panadillas, pateles stew, Spanish rice, pateles.
Go crazy.
Cause I'm getting hungry. Bro, I don't know. I'm a food lover.
Yeah.
If you put food in front of me, I'm gonna eat until I knock out. Like, it's so tempting not to keep eating.
I feel you.
Gotta control though. Gotta be prime athlete.
Prime athlete.
Prime athlete. Right.
Prime athlete on the bench, serving water to the boys. Hey. But hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Respect to the brothers.
Hello. We all got friends, cousins. That would trade this bar.
Hey, oh yes, in
trade
a heartbeat.
It for in a heartbeat, bro. I'm talking about, but
shoot. And we always get them temptations of like, frick, I wish I was working. Look, he got this truck. He got this. He got that. But I just started realizing in my life that it's like, fuck what everybody else got. It's like, do you now?
Yeah.
And you can get way more, and then some.
Yeah.
When you finish this. Because, like Ra was saying, this stuff teaches you so much life lessons.
So much, like, and like.
Like, hey, you, like how we had couple times. May not like our coach, may not like your boss, but it's like you gotta do what you gotta do in order to eat and put food on the table for your family. Provide. That's the whole island lifestyle. Is like you just gotta provide.
For sure, bro. Like by any means possible.
By any means, just make it or break it.
I for sure feel that, bro. Cause like I don't know, like there's so many times where I almost packed it up and just called it quits, just because just in a sense of like, man, my coach doesn't like me. In the sense of like, he's picking on me. Like I feel like I'm an outcast out here, and it's just like some days like when you wake up 5 a.m. every morning, bro, and you really just like and you just really have
Not
to make
even
a conscious
5 a.m.,
choice.
Like 3:45, 4:30.
Yeah, boy, because I know you got to. Yeah, you got to make that trek from Kaneohe and Raw. He
like,
coming
he
all the way from like EA. That's a real mission.
Minutes.
That's a real mission. So I can only imagine, bro, just waking up, bro. Like that's really a choice you have to make every day. Like, and you just gotta set your jaw. Like,
it makes you really love this.
For surely, bro, because like you just really see your priorities, bro. And a lot of people just don't have that discipline, bro. A lot of people just can't go through that mud and can't go through that really just.
Yeah.
Do that grind, bro.
You just gotta see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's like you're right there.
It's good, bro.
What? It's always in the back of your mind, or actually for me, it's in the front of my mind. It's like, if I do this, I'm right there. I'm one step closer to my goals. Anything is possible. You just gotta dig deep, drop your nuts, and start swinging.
It's just like, bro, remember the days you prayed for the things we have now?
Yo, Rob, that's a bar, Rob. Hey, say that one more time. Hey, I think the people ain't heard that one.
Shout out Terry, man. Remember the days we used to pray for the things that we have now?
Ooh,
always,
that's a bar.
Always tend to forget that.
You got to hit the snaps. We got to hit the snaps on the podcast.
In the moment, you know, everything, nothing's going your way. You're not getting playing time. Girlfriend break up with you. You got problems at home. But it's like, it's like, bro, we were all little kids wishing and praying that we'd be in the spot that we are right now.
Yes.
Man.
And like we said earlier, bro, we all got friends, cousins, uncles that they could trade in a heartbeat.
Hey, you always get those guys at the park, all the OGs.
Yeah.
Fuck, should have done this, should have done that.
Yeah.
And it's like what I seen you had down on top of your computer. What you wish you... listen to your parents or something like that. I wish I listened to every single thing they said.
Because
who knows where I would have been if I actually did. Young kid, you think, all ignorant. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what's best for me. I know what's best for me. I'm my own person. But it's like, looking back at it, like when I talk to like the kids at Castle whenever I go, those little times I have with them, it's like, bro, listen to your parents. Do your school. Yeah, you think it's not a big deal now, but that's going to help you out in the future. That work ethic to just get stuff done instead of waiting around, procrastinating, trying to be cool, cruising with your friends. Like, hey, yeah, all that stuff is cool, but get your business done before that.
Yeah.
And you don't need to deal with all that stressful stuff.
Yeah.
oh, last minute, oh, papers due at 12 o'clock tonight. You stay over there at 7 o'clock, just started your 8-10-page paper.
Yeah.
Just trying to scramble them out. Oh, losing words, just getting all inspiration right now.
I feel you, bro. You speaking right now. You speaking that real deal, bro. I try to give as much game back to the youngins, bro, because the youngins is the future, bro. Like, as much as everyone used to tell it to me, like, just, I don't know, I feel like young people just so reluctant to listen and to just actually just heed advice, bro, because, like you said before, like, people think they know everything, and you think you knew this, you knew that, bro, but, like...
And we know how it is, because we've all been in those shoes.
Yeah.
Like, when people come and give us talks at the stuff, it's like, bro, be quiet, like, you don't even know, you don't know the situation I'm in, but, yeah, little do you know, this guy lived the exact same life as you, and he's just trying to preach and say, hey, this is what I did, and this is what you should do to better yourself and be better than me.
Yeah.
That's what it really comes down to.
Especially the ones who giving you that game, because they giving you that game because they messed up in life.
Be a sponge.
Yeah, bro, because, like, they messed up, and they just trying to save you a couple mistakes, bro, from along your journey.
Yeah.
That's why they trying to drop this knowledge on you, feel me? So, like, I'm trying to tell you, young kings, young girls, bro, just young princesses, bro, Just stay down, bro. Just stay loyal, bro, because, man, there's so many distractions in this world. There's so many things that can just knock you off your pivot. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, just keep your head down, just work, and just stick to your morals, bro, because even if it might seem like, it might seem cool because all your friends are doing it. It might seem cool because that's the latest trend, bro, and that's what a trend is. A trend's going to come and go. You feel me? You don't got my how to fly his shoes. You might not have to fly his outfit. But, man,
you might not be doing all these things that you think is cool.
Yeah, you might not be doing, you know, I know Euphoria very popular. You know, you might not be doing the drugs. You might not be popping the pills, bro, because
all that stuff can wait. You can do that when you're set in life, when everything is done and said. Yeah, everybody wants to have fun, like I said, but handle your business.
Handle that business, bro, because that's the only thing that's going to matter, bro. That's the only thing people's going to check for you. Like, they're going to make sure, hey, if you can do this, then I can do this for you. You feel me? Yeah,
because, hey, look at it. 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road, everybody's trying to bust ass and try and make that money just to pay rent. You're over here successful, living life. You can travel the world.
Yeah.
Do everything you wish you could have done in high school and all this stuff, but now you got the financials to actually do it.
Yeah.
And you don't need to worry. You can have kids, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Benefit them. Yeah, support them.
Yeah.
Be the best you can be.
For sure.
Life, bro.
For surely, bro. You talking that realism right now, Cal. You talking that.
This is all the stuff that I wish I actually absorbed. That's why.
Yeah, I feel you,
looking
bro.
Back at life, it's like, fuck, I really could have done all this shit and been set. But, you know, I was that ignorant kid, not wanting to listen to nobody because I thought I knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it now. I am where I am, and I wouldn't take it back. I wouldn't do anything else. I wouldn't change anything that I did throughout my life. Hey, yeah, there's a few things I would change, but it's like I gotta live with my decisions and my actions.
Well, what would you say is the best advice that you ever received in your life? Like, one piece of advice, like you always look back and it's like, dang, bro, like that was probably the best advice, and you still try to hold that near and dear to your heart every
day.
That's
deep, bro. Feel that. Fuck, I don't know, honestly. What do you think?
Always stand for something, or you're going to fall for nothing. Or you're going to fall for everything. You feel me? You got to stand for something, or you're going to fall for everything. And I feel like that's a big one, just in the sense of, like, a lot of people don't really know themselves, bro. And you got to have those valuables and those principles, bro, that you have to stand on, bro. Because if you don't stand on that, bro, you're going to fall for anything. Like, anything's going to sway you in this world. Anybody's opinion can sway you. You can be like, say if you're the best violinist in your city. And you getting bullied because, like, you, like, people be like, ah, like, you're a weirdo because you like to listen to music. You feel me? Like, you just gotta stand on your 10 toes, bro, because if you don't stand on your 10 toes and you let someone bully you out of what you like, you're just gonna become a sheep, bro. And I feel like this whole world, bro, and this whole whole thing is just, like, it's kind of not, like, people being themselves, people not being original.
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of copycats of the same person. Yo, and that's why I feel like you gotta,
media.
Yeah, especially with social media, bro. And that's why I feel like you gotta have something to stand on, bro. Because if you don't stand for something, you're gonna fall for everything, bro. And I just feel like that's just the deepest part of my thing, just because, Like, bro, you gotta have those morals. Because if you don't, I'm trying to tell you, it's a lot of distractions, and you will fall victim to them distractions. So just stay on your toes, just stay on your pivot, man. Shout out to Pivot, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. One of them for me is you never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's a local way.
I'm not even gonna lie. That's a big one just for people who want to be a D1 athlete, bro. Because like you always got these cameras on you, bro. And, like, and you don't know what someone might be doing. Like, you might just be out with the friends. You think you having fun, but like you're at Canes.
You think nobody knows you.
You think no one knows you.
You think you're nobody, and then come to find out, coaches get a report. So and so is doing this. So and so is doing that.
Yeah,
and it's like shit. I didn't even know my name was even big enough.
Yeah,
for people to even recognize me. Like, yeah, I'm just a nobody, random Joe, sitting on the side of the street, cruising with my boys, and people's over here ratting on me, telling them I'm doing all this hoodlum shit. But I don't know. That's still my dad. Instilled that in me. You never know who's watching. Always do the right things. Kind of like how Timmy tells us, is like, it's the little things. Pick up a piece of rubbish off the ground. You never know what that visual might make somebody think, or that good review you might get, that little extra point you might get from a job or something like that. Just like, it's all about the little things. Do what you gotta do. You know it's right. You know it's wrong. It's just you got to make that decision to do what is right.
Feel me?
There's always that temptation to do cool shit, the fun stuff. But you know yourself. You know your own person. Do what's right. You know how you was raised. Stick to your roots, and that's it.
I feel you, bro. Now, one thing I want to touch on that you said, it's a choice, bro. Because a lot of people don't, they just be like,
feel obligated.
You feel obligated, but it's really a choice, bro. Like, you can or you cannot. And the time
I know you just seen that rubbish you just stepped over.
Yeah.
What is it going to do to you if you just pick it up and throw it away in the trash can that's five steps away? You know what I mean?
Like, tight. Like, it's just the small things like that, bro. Rob, what about you, bro? What's the best advice that you ever received?
Shoot, I got a lot, to be honest. One of the main ones I got from, like, my dad, my grandparents, my mom's is really, like, it's like people don't want to progress or grow because that means they got to outgrow people that they want to grow with. So, like, really just taking the time to look at all your relationships, your friends, all that, your family sometimes, too, because you are who you hang out with. Or spend the most time with.
That's facts.
Like, you are the median of the five people you hang out with the most. And if you're hanging out with losers, you're going to be a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Like, show me your friends and I'll show you your future type.
Yeah, that's real. That's for sure real, bro. Because, like, people just get caught up just being in that in crowd. And they just want to do what's popular. Want to do, like, what the latest trend is, bro. And that's how a lot of people get caught up in not knowing themselves and just be... Being like I said before, just being like that sheep, bro, and just going along with the in crowd, and that's really deep that you said that, Rob, because not a lot of people they understand that concept, that philosophy, bro. Like you are who you hang out with, bro, because like it's just like who you expose your energy to, bro, and who you expose yourself to is gonna change you in certain ways, bro. Because if you keep hanging out with everybody who likes to do drugs. And you don't do drugs, eventually, you're going to fold one day. You're going to just see, like, everybody else, all my friends do it. So why shouldn't I? Like, it's normal.
There's honestly a lot of stuff I was told. Like, there's always somebody better than you out there.
Mm-hmm.
Never be satisfied with what you do because there's always somebody either lesser or greater than you working way harder than you are.
I feel that, bro.
I got a question.
What's up?
How you guys feel about this new coaching staff and this change in our... in this energy we got for this football team.
Oh yeah, bro.
Positive, negative thoughts about coaches. Like, no need to say specific names, but just thoughts in general.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like we'll really see come spring ball.
Yeah, for sure. That's when the real character is gonna come out.
That's when it shows.
Everything is like too good to be true right now, and I hope what we have is gonna stay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least for the boys part, it's like this is the closest I feel like we've been since Rolo.
Yeah, bro, because
this is the tightest group we had. Everybody, brotherhood, all that kind of stuff. Not really repping brotherhood, but that's our slogan now, so gotta stick with it.
Nah, because I for sure do. Like, I'm not gonna lie, Coach Chang just came in, bro. He's made everybody feel real comfortable, bro. Like, I feel like that's just a positive thing in that direction. Like, you know, I felt like with the other coach, like, sometimes we might, like, be walking on eggshells all the time. Yeah. Like, literally, it just like, felt like...
I don't want to mess up.
Like, yeah, like, that was the vibe. It was just like, you feel me? Like, it's either you got to stay in line or I'm going to put you back in line.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of like, you feel me? Like, that's a real workplace environment. But, like, at the end of the day, bro, like, these are 18 and 22-year-olds, bro. Like, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, it wasn't really that deep. And I felt like sometimes, like, when you just put so much pressure on a young kid like that, like, sometimes they might not know how to handle that, especially you coming in as an 18-year-old kid, and that's your welcome to college football. You have this authoritarian and someone just always over you. Like,
pressing you.
Don't get me wrong. Like, you feel me? The authoritarian, it works. Like, you feel me? It gets results. It gets wins. But, like, it's not always the best.
Yeah.
And people and the business where we are is a people business, you know. You got to deal with people every day, and sometimes, like, that authoritarian that rubs people the wrong way.
Especially with this younger generation, they don't really know, like, the old school.
Yeah.
Like, old school, yeah, tough love, I'm going to cuss you out, do whatever, put you down. But we all know that's just them trying to motivate us. Like, even when my dad was my coach, tell you, fuck you, you wear this, all this kind of stuff, it's like, okay, Raj, I'll show you who I am. You who I am. And that's when I played my best, was when I was mad. When he put me down and really, like, humbled me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, my head just got too big and I just got comfortable with the situation I was in. Like, going back to, well, there's always somebody better than you. You always can get comfortable with what you got and where you're at in life, but you can never settle for less. You always got to keep pushing for more, keep pushing for more. That's how millionaires turn into billionaires, and billionaires stay billionaires. They keep pushing. You can't ever stop. It's a grind. What's something people seem to misunderstand about you?
Ooh, Calx is over here. He taking over the podcast.
It's my show now.
It's the Calx show. It's not even Mike taking the mic, man.
That's why.
Barbara Walter.
He's on his boat game. He talking about something. I need this. You feel me? Nah, but I like that question, Calx. I guess I'll jump it off since you asked the question, you know. One thing I feel like a lot of people misrepresent about me is just, like, I feel like people would be thinking I'm just, like, this big old, just hard, just wall, bro. Like, I feel like sometimes I come off as, like, really, like...
A jackass.
Yeah, like, not even, like, a jackass. Like, not like a jackass, but, like, I feel like I'm just, like... Sometimes emotionally detached, I come off as sometimes
that's people lying, bro.
Yeah,
I promise.
Sometimes people be like, "Oh, like, you're so emotionally detached." Like, I was just like, sometimes it's just like,
and just because you don't be showing it like that,
it's just because you're like emotionally drained. Like, you don't know where to put your thoughts and your feelings.
And
you're
the way
so
we
stuck
was
up
all
in
raised, we don't know how to show emotion sometimes.
Sometimes for sure,
especially when you grew up with my dad. I mean, yeah, all this stuff going around, but. You mold this and that, but it's like, I'm not mold because you never did let me out of the house. I can never experience this kind of life, because I was sheltered, or if I wasn't, I was playing sports. It was either sports, school, or I was at home doing yard work, fixing up stuff, construction, plumbing, electric, whatever, just getting my hands on, like, life lessons that could carry me on in the future that I would need to know. But yeah, that's.
I feel like that, Rob. What do you feel like? You feel like emotionally detached. You feel like that's what some people misrepresent you as.
Yeah, a little bit, especially now that we're older too.
It's just I feel like sometimes like people and their feelings they like to get coddled a lot, and like sometimes people just they want to hear the sweet and the sugar, bro. And sometimes I'm gonna just give it to you that salt, bro. And like
all
I'ma
the
just,
time, bro.
I'm gonna just give it to you how it really is, bro. And
that's
like,
the thing with all of us, bro. Like. For the most part, like, I'm not, especially if you're my, like, day one, a real good friend, like, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, bro.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you're
especially
wrong.
Especially for that tight.
Yeah. Especially if you're wrong, like, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, because if I got to be the bad guy for you to start doing good, then by all means, I don't mind. Because in the end, we all just trying to help each other. progress and, you know. So if I gotta be that bad guy, then by all means.
Yeah, for surely, bro. That's real deep. And a lot of people, they I don't know, like, that bad guy, he gets played out. He's the one who's, oh, bro, you don't really like me, bro. You don't really look out for me like that, for real, bro.
Nah, this guy's such a dickhead.
But you feel me? You don't care about me. Just because we don't be saying stuff like that, but the way we be acting, like, totally different.
Like, they say the truth hurts.
They say the truth hurts, bro, and that's the realest thing, bro, because when you really got to sit down in that mirror, bro, and, like, you can lie to everybody else.
Yo, you can't lie to yourself.
You can't lie to yourself, bro. And when someone else actually calling you out, and he's saying, like, hey, bro, you're lying to yourself. A lot of people be like, bro, like, you don't even know me like that's that for that's real. That's when you gotta, like, step back and really, like,
analyze the situation. Like, okay, this guy really is looking out for me, and he sees my potential, stuff like that. So it's like, it's either I drop my nuts and do it, or I just say, ah, this guy's, he's nothing.
He don't know.
Yeah.
He don't know who I am. Like that ignorant kid, like, don't listen to their parents, or everything goes through one ear and out the other. That's what it is. You just gotta absorb. Be a sponge, like I said. You just gotta absorb everything.
Always gotta absorb everything. Just like, and just don't. I don't say just don't be closed off to new experiences and new information, bro. Because someone might be giving you a new perspective and just challenging you in a different way that you never been challenged before. Because I know me and my sister, we always butt heads, and it's because she always gives me a different perspective in it on life. And sometimes I might not see her way and she might not see my way, but at the end of the day, like, we're gonna bump heads, we're gonna come together, like, we're gonna clash, but, like, she's only telling me that and calling me out because she wants to see the best in me. And I feel like that's got to be the best way, because if you don't police the homies, if you don't keep the I'm gonna steal Mojo's flow, what he said, if you don't keep your bro's crown straight, you feel me, then This whole thing, he just gonna be walking around crooked, bro. You can't have your best friend, your man's walking around with a crooked crown.
Yeah,
like, you know, you gotta keep people accountable, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my misunderstanding for a lot of people being two-faced, but it's not even really like even being two-faced. It's just I'm the type, I'm loyal to the people who are loyal to me.
I feel you.
So it's like, yeah, you may not like this person, you may not like so and so, but I got a different connection with them than you. You cannot judge me because, hey, I'm trying to help this guy out and you don't like him, you got problems with him. Why do I have to suffer that consequence because of what you guys got? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's deep for
him. Like, putting me on the spot for a certain situation that I had nothing to do with. How is that my fault? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. That's my thing. I'm too loyal. I don't like leaving people dry, leaving them hanging. Like, this whole football stuff, yeah, all the coaches changing. Terry left. I wanted for leave. He's the guy that brought the love of football back into my life. And it's like, once he announced that he was leaving, told us boys, I broke down. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. He brought the love back into the game that I never had. And I don't know. That's me. I'm just too loyal. All these, since I've been here, I had,
What?
Four?
Yeah, four.
Four different O-line coaches.
Yeah.
And I'm still here. Yeah, I may not have liked a lot of them, but I just stuck it out. I'm too loyal to my team, too loyal to my state. Even though I'm not doing the most for this team, I'm just too loyal. I don't know. And it's just a pride thing.
I'm not going to lie, Couch. Like, you saying, like, you don't do too much for this team, bro. You do everything for this team, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie, you keep a lot of people in check, bro. Like, when you speak, bro, in this locker room, people hear your voice, bro. And, like, and that's one thing I want you to keep going, bro, because it don't matter if you get on that field or not, bro. It's what you bring to that table, bro. And it's, like, literally, like, everyone only sees the stuff that happens on Saturday, bro.
Yeah.
And they only know the names of the big players who make the plays, bro. But it's really all the dudes in the locker room, bro, like, who keep those glue guys, bro, those people who keep the team together, bro, like, you and Rob, bro, like, both of y'all, bro. Every time y'all say something in the locker room, people listen, bro. Your voice, your opinion hold weight in here, bro.
Yeah.
Like, real spiel, bro.
Like, look, when Elm started finally listening to me, what?
Animal.
It's that little stuff, like, yeah, I don't watch that much film. I don't need to. Mm-hmm. Once I see one play on one guy, I know exactly what he's going to do. I'm a tendency guy, and you guys all know that from mm-hmm. the start. I can see how he lines up,
mm-hmm.
what hand is down, heavy on the hands, mm-hmm. two hands down. I know exactly what he's going to do.
For sure.
From the start. And like how Roman, Coach Roman was saying
mm-hmm.
inside the meeting, oh, yep. Lined up like this, he's going inside. You guys just gotta expect the inside move. That's how I sit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even give them the option to go inside. They just gotta mm-hmm. run outside and go through me. And that ain't happening.
I feel that. That's...
And once I started explaining that to Elm,
mm-hmm.
started picking up his game. And like my side, yeah, my dad always tells me, don't help out anybody in front of you because
mm-hmm.
it's gonna make you worse. You're not gonna be able to play. But I was thinking about it. It's like it's selfish. If I help this guy out and I make him better, it's gonna push me to be even better than he is.
Mm.
So it's like elevate my game while I'm elevating his game at the same time.
Facts, bro. Facts, bro.
That's how I started. I don't know. I'm just starting to break shit down and just actually thinking about my decisions and how it can affect others.
Yeah, I feel that, bro. And that's one thing that comes with age, bro. Because those decision makings and that decision making process, bro. Like. When you're a youth, you don't think your choices have that much decision and that much hold, that much weight.
Yeah.
Well, as you get older, bro, every decision you make and everything you do, bro, has consequences. We're going to get scientifical, you know. Every reaction has an equal and opposite reaction. You feel me? So one thing you do, it might rub some person the right way, but it also might rub the opposite people the wrong way.
Yeah.
So, you know. I don't know if any of y'all podcast people, you know, that's Newton. I don't know, that's the second law or first law, but you know, we getting a little scientifical out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Darwin's
student athletes for real. Wait, man.
What is that about? Nah.
That's real though.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro. Next question.
Oh.
Before I go.
Calca taking the mic. Calca taking the mic.
This is my podcast already. Big Cokes podcast coming at you live. From Kalapu Bulls. Nah. But what would you change about yourself if you could?
For me, that's a deep
that's
one.
That's deep.
Man, Calx, man, we just over here just unloading everything today, man. One thing that I would probably change about myself, me personally, I know communication has always been a big thing for me. And because I don't know, because like, as an old lineman, bro, like, so much communication for me is all unspoken. So, like, I can look at one of my brothers and I can just tell by something on his face or his body language or his demeanor, and I can tell already what he's thinking. I'm already knowing what he's knowing. So, for me, I'm a big body language person. I can really study. I can see what people are telling me without them telling me. And sometimes, like, just because I know what someone's thinking, they don't know what I'm thinking. And I'd be like, oh, I don't let people know, but I'm so used to people knowing how I feel just off of my body language. Just because, I don't know, like, in that O-line, bro, like, five move is one, and one got to play is five, so.
Be a nickel, not five pennies.
Be a nickel, not
five
pennies. Shout
out to Billy Fisiahi for that quote.
Yeah, but I don't know, I just feel like that lack of communication, that's one thing that I do want to get better with. Because I know, me personally, I very, very, very struggle a bunch with that. So, yeah, what about you, B-Raw?
Probably something similar, like my social skill.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for the most part, like, bro, if you put me in a room with 10 strangers, I'm probably going to come out with 10 strangers type of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, especially, like, we were saying, the way that we was all raised, like, we're pretty soft-spoken, you mm-hmm. know? But when we do speak, like, people listen, like you were saying, and like
I think I know what you're talking about, because like ever since you've been a kid, brother, ever since you was a kid, you was always the bigger kid. You feel me?
Yeah.
So everyone, your parents always told you, like, you feel me, you got to be a gentle giant, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be that person, like you you don't want to hurt nobody. So.
But I hate that though.
Yeah.
The gentle giant, it's like, fuck. Some people take that, like they take advantage of that.
For surely, bro.
Like, yeah, this guy is down to earth, all this kind of stuff. He never do nothing to anybody. He cannot protect himself, cannot protect his family. And then they try and take advantage of that. And then that one time they do, it's like, yeah, he done fucked up. You know what I mean? Like,
and they see a whole different side of you. You're like, whoa, I never even know
and,
you can be like
this.
Yeah,
and I hate bringing that side out of me, like in public, especially. Yeah. I don't like fighting. I don't like doing all that stuff. But if shit gotta pop off, shit gotta pop off. You know what I mean?
I feel you, bro. Because I don't know that, like, a lot of people take that gentle giant, they take that kindness for weakness.
Yeah.
And when you take that kindness for weakness and you feel like you just getting stepped over, bro, like, especially how big I am, bro, I know I can just go knock you out, bro. Like, you feel me? But obviously, I can't go do that because I got
Pico chin.
I got. You feel me? I can't do that because I got certain things. I got certain standards to uphold, bro. I got a family back home that's dependent on me, so I can't just go make rash decisions just to go knock everybody out.
Can I just operate off your emotions?
Just like, I don't know, but like sometimes those things do get fed up with those because you're that gentle giant all the time, and then when you do pop off, it's like, oh, this is the worst dude in the world. I'm like, bro, just like off of one reaction, like, that's crazy. Yeah. All right, I feel that.
Probably for me, probably two things. What I change about myself? Probably being less judgmental.
Mm.
And like how Ra was saying, social skills. Mm-hmm. Because, when I was a kid, everybody I hanged around with, I knew because I played sports with them. I already had that connection. So it's like I could talk. Mm-hmm. But then when I go out into public, like especially nowadays, when I go out into public and I'm cruising with the boys, see somebody else, I'm not going to talk to them because, like, frick, I don't know this guy. I don't want to get to know him. Just because of how he looks, like, going to the judgmental part, I can see somebody, like how you're saying, and I can just read them. I can tell exactly how they act, where they're from, just by, the kind of jewelry they wear, how they dress. Super judgmental. I don't know. It's bad, but good at the same time, because sometimes you don't want to associate yourself with those kind of people. But at the same time, you never know how somebody is until you reach out to them and actually talk to them.
Yeah. You feel me? You don't know what it's like.
You don't know anyone's going through.
Like Ross said, the 10 strangers, I'd probably still walk out of there with 10 strangers.
Yeah. I feel you.
Because I ain't that type of guy to put my foot down and be like the outgoing guy. Hey, what's up, buddy? My name is so-and-so, and hey, I do this and that. What do you do? What's your name? Where are you from? Like, if it's like a small group, maybe like 2 to 3 people, and it's like, it feels forced. When you come out of that kind of stuff, it's like super like, oh shit, I know a lot about this guy now. Like how when we had our talks last year about like our personal life and just our story, like you see this guy, you can be like, oh shit, guaranteed hard life, all this kind of stuff, or oh, he was blessed, look at how he dresses, look at this. And then you hear the story, just like, wow, this guy went through some shit.
Yeah.
He actually went through the grit and everything. It's like nobody would ever have known. Everybody got a story. You just got to listen.
For sure that.
Everybody wants to speak. Just open your ears and listen.
You feel me? God gave us one mouth and two ears for a reason.
I only got one that works. I let that mugger ring. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I got you, Couch. No, I gotta take control of my other big mic show.
Sorry,
you know
sorry,
what I'm
sorry.
Saying?
I was just stepping on your toes a little bit.
Nah. You know.
Figure make them interesting. Let this thing keep running. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know. It's all love at the end of the day. But this one, you want to keep it deep? We're gonna keep it deep for real. What's your biggest failure, and what did you learn from that?
Biggest failure. Not taking school seriously in high school. Not gonna lie. Really, I was under-recruited, so I had a bunch of JUCOs. Really gave up on myself. Thought I wasn't ever going to make it to this college stuff. Had this JUCO reach out to me, but then I had 1 year left for football. It was in Arizona, that whole Arizona situation. Shutting down JUCO football. So I just was like, okay, I'll sign over there. Me not knowing that there's still time and there's still opportunities for somebody to come in the door and offer me something. But that time, I really just gave up in school. I was like, yeah, screw this. I'm not going to even take school seriously. Then MA called me at Virginia. Called me up saying, hey, we got a spot for you, this and that. Gave him my grades. You know, every kid's dream is to go D1.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, should I just lie to this guy? Yeah, school's going all right, this and that. But I was like, nah. If I'm a real man, I'm going to tell him the truth and deal with the circumstances that lay in front of me at that time. It's like, nah, coach, honestly, not really doing good in school. I really just been messing around, procrastinating, not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And on the other side, my teacher wasn't really the best teacher. A lot of our students inside that LH2 class didn't even pass because she had favoritism towards the wrestlers, which she coached. But yeah, that was probably one of my biggest failures, was not keeping up in school. It shut down a whole lot of opportunities for me. Who knows where I would have been. I would have been full ride scholarship at Virginia, or shoot, I would have been on scholarship already at UH. But you gotta work with the hand you're dealt and make it the best. So now I'm here at UH, walking on third year, got three more. But shoot, I don't know, just make it the best I can.
I feel that, bro.
Put myself out there, sell myself. I know these coaches see what I got.
Yeah.
Through all these injuries and stuff, it's like, hey, whatever. Just gotta make the best of every opportunity I got and deal with it, like I've been saying. That's my favorite word, I think. Deal with it.
Deal with it. That's, cause that's real, bro. Cause a lot of people, like, you gotta, you make your bed, bro. You gotta lay in that, bro. Yeah. And some people don't want to lay in that bed, bro. But
everybody gets, you always get those ups and downs and those bumps in the road, but it's like, what you going to do? You going to stop, or you can keep climbing that mountain? I sound like my dad right now.
Hey, that just means you're getting wiser, brother.
Nah, there's a whole lot of stuff. Yeah, that's my biggest failure, though. Not taking school seriously, not listening to my parents about what to do and what not to do. Being that ignorant child. Nothing, like, ignorant not being bad, but like, I wasn't no bad kid. Yeah, I had some F-ups here and there.
Everybody does.
Yeah, everybody does. Like, it's everybody life. Does. You're a young kid. You think you know everything. You're going to mess up. And then there's your parents to tell you, hey, I told you so. Should have listened to me.
Yeah.
Should have done this. Should have done that. Like the OGs at the park. And if I could do it again, I would. But at the same time, I like where I'm at, and I'm going to deal with it, like I said.
I feel that. Deal with it.
So never go into the past.
Rob, big dog, it's a deep question, but what's your biggest failure, and what'd you learn from it, brother?
Probably stemming off of what Kalk said. I really like that. Like, just not taking the whole aspect of high school serious as early as we should have.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cliche to say, but we always hear, like, take your freshman year of high school serious. But that's real, bro. Like, the whole aspect from school, your friends, and especially for us, because we wanted to play college football. And, like, just not using every resource or opportunity that came just because, like, easily could have just went a whole nother route.
Yeah.
But it was really just cruising by, you know. Got good grades and all that, but just because, like, that's what we're supposed to do, right? So, like, honestly, really just that. I mean, like we said, we've all had a lot of ups and downs. But one of the main ones is not taking that serious.
I feel that, bro. That's deep, bro. Because a lot of people, bro, is like I heard that so many times going in, like coming in as an eighth grader. It's just like, make sure you take your freshman year serious. Make sure you take your freshman year serious.
I know, and then you as a kid is like, freshman year?
I got three more years. Like, what are you talking about?
Here we are, 5 years out, bro.
I'm talking about five years removed from high school, bro.
That'll go in the blink of an eye.
I'm talking about as fast as you can blink, as fast as you can sneeze, man.
I'm telling you, right when you hit college,
it's over.
The high school days move so slow.
And then college goes by.
Once you hit college, it's like, bro, I feel like I was just a freshman yesterday. I mean,
boy, what?
I'm a junior now, freshman for football. But, like, shoot, it really flies. Like, I met so much guys in here that are gone now.
What? I'm just thinking about it. One of my biggest failures is just, I don't know, at least for me personally, I just feel like I failed to to help save one of my best friend's lives. You know, because I saw my brother, you know, Buka and Bebu. That was my road dog. That was my partner, bro. That was my right hand man. Like, I got a picture of him up in my locker actually, and I just felt like when I was playing football, and because he was the big one who told me to go out and play football and try to go make it D1 and do this stuff like that, and I was a big Kurt, and I would always tell him like, hey, bro, like let's do it together, and I felt like I didn't push him hard enough, like, you feel me, like. He pushed me harder than I pushed him, and I felt like if I reciprocated that same energy, then I feel like, you feel me, he would be here. He would still be here. He wouldn't have got shot by the cops in Phoenix.
Yeah,
you know, he wouldn't have got left. And I just felt like, cause you know he was doing great things for himself. You know, he finally got into the JUCO. He was getting right, but it's just, man, if I would have just pushed him that much harder, if he would have just came to play football, and I told him, I'm like, hey, bro. This is a funny story, like, off topic, but I remember the U of A coach, he's coming to see me. Coming to see me at the school, and Buka, this day, he got a tight old, I'm talking about little brother shirt, bro, but Buka, like, 6'6", like, he yoki now. Like, he looked like me in high school, like, bro is swole. I'm talking about cut up, everything. But he wasn't big. He was maybe, like, 210, like, bro was strong, though, but... He got this little shirt on, and the U of A coach there to see me, and he see Buka before he see me, because, like, Buka's, like, at the same spot. Yeah. Like, we talking, and he's, like, the U of A coach not even paying attention to me anymore. He, like, I know I came here to see you, but what's your name and stuff like that? He's, like, yeah, you thinking about playing U of A? You know, I get you a scholarship right now. And bro, like, nah, I play basketball. I don't play football. I don't do this football stuff. And I was telling him, I'm like, bro, like, you saw that, bro? Like, the coach was rocking with you. He's, like, nah, man, you know, I'm a hooper for real, but, man, I just really feel like if I would have pushed him a little bit harder, I feel like that's one of my biggest failures, and I know, like, you can't take everybody with you, because then you won't have no room for yourself, or you can't take everybody out the hood with you, but, like, if you can take at least some people, bro, that's the goal, bro, and I just feel like that's one of my biggest failures.
And, frick, like, all these lessons, like failures and stuff, it's all life lessons. Like, how this world works, you never know. Shit might happen again.
Yeah.
So it's like, we live and we learn, we adapt to the times, and you gotta do what you gotta do. But when that time comes again, at least you know the situation and what you can do to help somebody else. Like, hey, look, maybe you might be on coach someplace and you see this kid going down a dark path. You know now... Hey, maybe this guy doesn't have this certain person in his life to show him the way of, okay, yeah, hey, do this. Hey, stay out of this. Don't worry about all this gang-banging stuff. Stick to your sports. These guys are going to respect you no matter what. It's like, just do what you got to do. Sure. You know what? You know from your life experiences how to adjust to these situations now. That's how it is. Whole cause.
I'm talking about Calxes. You speaking that real ism today, man.
Very real, talkative today.
That real. I'm saying, bro. I know Calca for 3 years, bro. I never heard Calca talk this much.
No, honestly, I got a lot of knowledge. It's just, like I said, I'm not a sociable person. I just keep that to myself.
Keep it to myself.
I know what I got to do. I know who I am. That's me. Selfish. But I try and give back as much as I can in different ways.
I feel you. I'm like, shoot, I respect you, and I thank you for giving back on the pod, bro, because I'm not going to lie, you speaking a lot of gems, bro. You dropping a lot of gems, bro, and I hope young people, I hope you tapping in, bro. I hope you leaning in, bro, because we speaking just a lot of life lessons, bro. And like, I hope you at least take at least something from this conversation, bro, because, man, we really done it, bro. Like, where you trying to get to, if you're an aspiring D1 athlete, if you're aspiring trying to do something, bro, like, you feel me? It might not even be sports, bro. If you're aspiring just to do anything in life, bro, you're going to have to make a decision, bro. You're going to have to really just dedicate yourself and be like, all right, I'm going to put these eggs in my basket, bro, and I'm really going to do this, bro. I'm going to be all in on this, bro, regardless if you're playing sports, you're doing music, if I'm talking about anything, bro, like, you feel me? You got to, at the end of the day, you got to stand for something. Or you gonna fall for everything,
bro. Grind and pray.
Grind and pray. What would you say some of y'all biggest pet peeves are, bro?
Like, in life? Like, what aspect? I get a lot depending on what the situation is.
You have a lot?
Like.
I feel you. So, like, just in the sense of, like. I wouldn't say. Nah, not even a relation.
Just in general?
Just in general, yeah.
That's, like, abroad.
The way people move, bro, like. That, like,
see this locker room
stuff.
Especially
the way we are, bro.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, like, we damn near the same. I've been said that. And it's like, bro, like, we all really ghosts, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Power, but we all really are ghosts. Like, we already know what you're thinking or what you're, like, we're five steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see right through those fake people, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And that just be the worst because we, like, we don't want to cut them off. But we're not dumb. We all know.
We know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
We're not going to see them to your face. We know exactly what's going to happen.
And it's just like...
And it's not going to happen.
So we just start... Like, I don't cut people off. I just let them cut themselves off. You
feel me? I just, sometimes you got to love people from a distance, though. Like,
you have to.
Like,
it's how they going to learn.
Yeah. You know? For sure, facts, bro.
And even then, that's how you know when you do that. But then they look at you like you shady and you being bad. Just because you're distancing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, bro. It's just childish. Especially with, like, especially where I'm from, where I was raised. Like, we look at it like, damn, we're already 23.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's like, we're only 23.
Yeah, we got so much further to go.
Yeah,
the best is yet to come.
I feel that, bro.
So old, you guys. Nah.
Getting old, cousin.
Uncle getting old.
Pet peeves.
That's why, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Take the mic.
Sorry. Oh, shoot. I always do this to Rod. Just cut him off all the time. But my biggest pet peeves, probably my main one, acting like he's something you're not. Stop,
right,
like,
it,
stop putting on a front. Like Ross said, we know who you are. We can pinpoint everything to a T, exactly the person you are, just by your actions. Like I said, John Sbranto, going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly who you are by how you dress, how you carry yourself, who you associate yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you tell me, oh yeah, bro. Bang on Ever Beach. Cause you don't look like you're from Ever Beach. You cannot bang.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not the best fighter, but I can tell you right now, square up, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna be leaving the room. I am. Markless.
Mm.
But nah, not gonna talk about that fighting stuff. I don't really like that. But if I gotta, I gotta. But nah, that's my biggest pet peeve. Acting like somebody you're not. Trying to put on a front, like going back to this whole social media stuff. That's how this all this stuff is all. Everybody's just trying to put on a front for popularity and a label. That's what we talk about in HDFS 360. If any coaches is listening, that's what I learned in class.
yeah, student athletes, man.
Yeah, but it's like all just putting on a front for that label, just so that people respect you because you feel like you deserve it. I don't know. That label stuff is ridiculous. Why you gotta act like somebody you're not? Like, just be yourself. Be organic.
I don't know, but I just feel like a lot of people just don't know how to be themselves anymore, bro.
No, yes, because all this social media stuff, they're all, oh, this guy gotta be a certain way. Oh, I gotta dress like this. Oh, shoot, look at all these guys. Big chains, all this kind of... You don't need that stuff, bro. Like... They always put on the front, especially for girls. Everybody, oh, yep, gotta be schmood, gotta be this and that. It's like, yeah, all these girls nowadays, they're all brainwashed. That's what they like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a majority of the few out there that is like, well, I just want you for who you are, not nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
We can see right through you. We know exactly who you are, exactly what you're supposed to be, but you just don't want to be the person you're supposed to be, who you're put, the person you got put on this earth to be. Like, fuck. Stop being hard.
Do you blame the kid or the parents?
It's both. Because the parents' influence can only influence the kid so much. And it's like, what is the kid going to take in and absorb and run with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
This kid doesn't only get influenced by his parents, he gets influenced by social media, by his friends, by stuff he sees in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's both.
That's why it's hard growing up being a kid nowadays, bro. You just like I said, bro, you got so many distractions, you got so many people pulling you like, oh, you're supposed to like this. No, you're not supposed to like this anymore. Yeah. You're supposed to really want to do this. And it's just like, man, how can you really find yourself in this hard world? But only thing I can say, bro, is just you have to really just sit back and just be with yourself, bro, and really just think, bro, like, what do I actually enjoy? Like, what are the hobbies? What are my actual interests? Like, and like that might sound very vague to people, but like that's really what it is, bro. It's as simple as that. Like, just sit back and just really be like, I know I'm not supposed to like playing the violin, but
I love it.
I love it, bro. And like, that's you, bro. And
yeah, I don't fit the stereotype, but I love it. This is what I love to do. Fuck what other people gotta say. That's what everybody gotta learn. It's like, fuck everybody else. Do what you love. Do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's the only way you should live your life.
Hey,
satisfy yourself.
Yeah, because facts, bro. Because people aren't gonna like you already, like, just off the jump, bro. Because, like, you already trying to be different, that rubs people the wrong way. Yeah. So you're already going to get animosity for that, bro.
Especially if you're better than them.
Man.
Jealousy, like, is real.
Man.
Like, I go through that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these guys. Like, fuck, I'm better than these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Why they got this position? Why they got this? Why they got that? But at the same time, it's like, you got to stop asking yourself, why they got this? It should be, what am I doing? I got to do to be better than this guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's getting all these looks from all this stuff. It's like, how am I going to put myself out there to get the same stuff that he got?
I feel that.
Or even better than him.
Mm, that's real. Because, like, not in the sense of, not in the sense of, like, judging. Like, not in the sense of, like, using him as a measuring stick. Because, like, when you try to compare yourself to everybody or somebody, bro, like, you're always going to fall short. Like, feel me? Because not everybody can be LeBron James. Not everybody can be, you feel me, Michael Jordan. Not everybody can be the man, bro. And some people just want to be the man so bad, and they just feel like they're obsessed with being the man, bro. But it's okay to fall back and play your position, bro. It's okay, bro. Like, you're a rook. Like, be a rook, bro. Just go straight and sideways, bro. Like, you don't got to do what the bishop do, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, everybody has their own tools and their own purpose, bro. And the sooner you can figure that out, bro, I promise you, the happier you're going to be in life. The happier you're going to be, just in the sense of fact of, like, okay, bro, I know I'm not, like, I want to go D1, but, you know, I might not have the tools, I might not have the assets, bro. So, you feel me? You can start doing other things, bro. Like, this sports stuff is not just all sports, bro. Because I know a lot of people come from, like, minority neighborhoods and underfunded neighborhoods. They feel like sports and rapping, it's got to be the way out.
Yeah.
But it's don't always got to be like that, bro. You can really do anything you want to do. You just got to do it to the best of your ability,
bro. Going off of that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, especially in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. But going off of that, especially in Hawaii, bro, like, don't limit yourself to what you think an island boy is.
That's real.
Because I'm an island boy.
I'm trying to make it.
Real.
Uh-huh.
Don't limit yourself to what you think an island boy should be doing.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Construction, yate, all of that. Great money.
Good
great
money. You're going to be busting ass till you're 50-something.
But that's the thing, bro. Like, there's so much opportunities out here, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I understand why they do it, especially family.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, great money.
Yeah.
But like, that's just comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you can go to what's comfortable and all you know.
Yeah.
That's why, like, there's so much more, bro. Like, I'm trying to go to work in a law shirt.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. That's real, bro. And, like, and for people that's not on the island, bro, and they don't understand, like, because construction is a very big, a very popular business out here, bro. Like, people always building, always, like,
right,
that's the thing to do, bro. Like, you feel me? You don't go... play sports, I go do construction.
You know, and then if you're the guy playing sports and you started to hate life and really second guessing yourself about, I don't think I love this anymore. And you see your friends making all this money, Mm-hmm. You see all the flashy stuff he got. It's like, shoot, I'd rather be doing that. Mm-hmm. But like Ross said in the beginning, hey, they trade spots in a heartbeat. Like, once you leave the game, that's when you really feel like, fuck, I really miss it. Mm-hmm. When you're in it, it's like you take this stuff for granted.
Every day, bro. Some people take it for granted every day, bro. Because sometimes it's hard, bro. Like, you got to be in that mindset literally every day. Like, and that's why I love Coach Terry, bro. Because Coach Terry would sit there and be like, bro, like, you don't understand, bro. Like, someone would literally murder someone for the spot and the opportunity that you have. And, like, and some days you take it for granted. You're like, oh, we don't even have the best stuff here. We don't got this. We don't got that. But it doesn't matter, bro. Because at the end of the day, you're in a position to better yourself, better your family. And that's the goal, bro. You feel me? You might not even play it down at the University of Hawaii. You might not play it down in college sports at all. But I promise you the connections, the brotherhood, the everything. I'm talking about that network, bro.
And that's all you really miss.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not really the... I mean, yeah, part of it is the game. Yeah. But it's just kicking it back like how we are right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chopping it up with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking playing trumps. Yeah. Like,
yeah, in the locker room, man.
Shoot, it's that little times you spend. It's like everybody says, it's the little things.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you're going to miss the most.
Especially that, bro. And that network, those friendships, like... Exposure leads to expansion, you feel me?
Yeah. Ooh, Ross, say that one more time for the people.
Exposure leads to expansion.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out Freddie T, man.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, bro. That's a good one, bro, because, man, bro, it's so much out here for people, bro, and it's just sometimes you just really just like, that network is so much better than that almighty, that short money that you feel like, oh, like I can go do this right now and not
cash
do nothing.
The
cash is king, but like that cash gonna run out, bro. That almighty dollar, you're gonna chase it at the end of the day and be always chasing it, bro. But when you can put yourself in a position for the money to come to you, that's different.
People just ain't patient, bro.
Yeah.
They want everything right now.
That instant gratification.
Which I can understand.
For sure.
But like, time don't mean shit if you built your last.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's all about timing, where you're at, what you're doing, who you know, and your mindset especially.
Kushola's got to be the mindset, bro, because mindset is king. Like, jumping back to Coach Terry, man, I'm trying to tell you, Coach Terry really changed my life. He changed my mindset because that was one of the big things I always struggled with. It was one of the things that you just sit back here and just like, oh, man, we got weights. Or, oh, we got to practice. And it wasn't – Coach Terry would say, like, we don't have practice. We get to practice. Yep. Like, we have that opportunity to go get better, bro. Or it's not like a, oh, man, I got to go to class. It's I get to go to class because I know halfway across the world, another person is fighting, literally fighting for to be – just to have freedom, just to go outside even. Like, some little girls can't even go to school, and you're sitting over here taking it for granted like, ugh, I gotta go to class. Like, Coach Terry, no, you get to go to class, bro. That's a blessing.
Bro.
For surely, bro. You can think of it half full or you can think of it half empty, bro. And Coach Terry then always told me, like, you feel me? And just like, he changed the mindset, bro. You gotta have that full mentality, that glass half full mentality.
And that's what I liked about the quarantine, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, 2020, I can promise every single person on this team, that is the most free time we have all had since we were little kids.
Oh, yes.
What?
Because football, we train the most for something that we only get, what?
13.
Maybe 13. Maybe 12, 13 games.
Yeah, because, you know, in Hawaii, we got the week zero, so we get like, we get 13 games.
You train all year for the least amount of competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, coach, could I miss this? I have this. Ah, no. Sorry, we have practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shoot. It sucks not seeing your family. Like, I feel bad for these mainland guys because they're so far away. Mm-hmm. But, like, even in my own situation, it's like, frick, I'd even see these guys in, like, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been sleeping in the locker room
mm-hmm.
because I can't see them. I have no free time. or shoot, I gotta go to work right after practice, and by the time I get home, they're all gonna be sleeping. By the time I leave, they're still gonna be sleeping. So it's like, it's a whole lot of shit.
That's why I was talking about the quarantine.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, if you didn't find any way to elevate your game, elevate yourself, find new hobbies, find new things about you and grow, you've done yourself a disservice.
Facts.
Because all we had was free time to ourselves. You either use it to just play around, mess around.
Sleep.
Sleep all the time. Or you could just find new ways to elevate yourself.
Facts, bro.
Just especially finding out new things about you, new hobbies. Especially as a football player. Because I'm going to be honest, bro. I really don't have a lot of other hobbies or passions, to be honest.
I feel you.
Because this is all we've known.
Yeah, facts.
All we've known.
Like, and, like, some people, like, they try to put that role on you, like, oh, like, you're a dumb jock, so you're just supposed to like sports. Like,
yeah.
That's the only thing you're supposed to like.
Yeah.
And, like, that's
what, irritating.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's a very, very, very annoying mantra. And I feel like that's why, like, I don't know, like, I got the podcast, you know, going now, you know, shout out all the boys. But, like, this is one of the things that I personally found that I love in quarantine, bro. Like, for me, I started off with a little YouTube, and then opportunity for a podcast came in. Man, I've been loving every moment of it since, because like this is just another way for me to express myself, bro.
And that's learn all more about people.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been talked about.
Oh boy, man! So many times, bro. So many times.
Because even with me and my other G's, like we like so like especially in a setting like this, like dude, you like that's when you really be hearing like the real.
Yeah.
Especially from dudes like us, who we really don't be talking that much unless we're in a group like this. But it's so like, dude, everyone's look at us. Oh, look at those guys. Like you said, dumb jocks, this and that. Woo-hoo. But it's like, bro, you really sit down with us and be amazed.
Yeah, bro. You'll be very much surprised,
very
bro.
Amazed.
Very surprised, bro. But I'm not going to lie. Like, this, like, just having this outlet just to express, bro, and just talk, bro, like, man, like, because football is entertainment at the end of the day, and this is entertainment, and that's why I feel like this is another form of just expressing yourself, because football, that's all you get to do, like, you express yourself, bro, like, it's just a way for you to feel free, and when you just talking on the mic, when you just with the boys, bro, like, we do this for free, we do this for the, we do this all the time, bro, and if you still rocking with us, man, I love you, man, because, man, This is the real one, bro. I hope you at least took something away from this conversation, because this was a great conversation. This was just a lot of game, bro. Just a lot of just life, man. Because there were so many mistakes that all of us have made along the way, and you know, experience is the best teacher, like I said before. But man, sometimes you just need a little bit of game before you can navigate those treacherous waters, bro. Because those waters is treacherous. His waters is filled with a lot of distractions, a lot of just roadblocks, tough times ahead, man. And I'm just trying to tell you, bro, just lean in, bro. Just listen, bro. And just, I'm trying to tell you, young people, it's okay. It's okay to listen. It's okay to sit back and learn, bro. So I'm trying to tell you, that's a cool thing. That's cool if you learn. It's like, it's not a weird thing. But yeah, man, I love y'all. Make sure y'all rate us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, man. The podcast is available everywhere you get your podcasts. So make sure you tap in and show some love, man. And, you know, thank y'all for rocking the mic with me, y'all.
Yes, sir. Hey, if you ain't subscribed, subscribe.
Yeah.
Turn on your post notifications.
Yeah,
leave
all
a
that.
Like and a comment.
Share
and subscribe, or else I'm coming
man.
For you.
Oh, you heard Big Cal coming for you.
Because Mike had to mute me out of one video because I said I was going to get the gap.
Yeah. And, I know what video you're talking about.
But, you
too.
Know, I felt very, like, my heart fell apart when he did that.
Bruh,
I just wanted everybody to know that my sister is off limits. And if you're with my sister, you got to go through hell.
Hey,
you gotta be TTH, baby.
You gotta be TTH. Nah, I think I did keep that part of the video. I think, you sure?
You muted it out.
I did mute it out. I was like, order. And I was like, that's crazy. All right, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us, man. Because this was a great conversation, great game. I love y'all. Be easy, man. And just remember, stay positive, stay peaceful, and always just spread that love, man. Give back some game to somebody.
Yes, sir.
All right. Love y'all, man. Y'all be easy.
Yes, Igel.